Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Chris Playmaker Psychic Hour. Today we have a topic. Yay.
We always have a topic.
Well, we do, but we've been so busy with callers, which is great. We haven't been really selecting a topic for each show, and I haven't been titling the show, so we've been a little bit lazy in that regard. But today we are talking about imagination and whether or not it's the doorway to being psychic. We're taking your calls for on-air readings. And we would like to invite you to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. You can follow us here as well. We appreciate that. And we do have a caller. Our caller number is 914-338-0164. We ask you to press 1, so we know that you'd like to speak with us. So let's take this caller, and I believe this is Jan.
Yes.
Hi, Jan. Hi. How are you?
I'm okay. Hi, Neil and Kristen.
Just real quick, I want to let you know that after we spoke the other day, I remembered your birthday. You're born on 9/18. I don't remember the year, but I remembered it right after we got off the phone. Am I remembering it correctly?
9/17.
Oh, 9/17. Okay, so you're the day.
You're
okay.
So close. Oh, my goodness.
I was
That's
close.
Wonderful.
I didn't remember that exactly. So I was close.
Wow, how did you remember that? That is so cool.
Well, I don't know. I didn't remember it, obviously. So, but I was close. I was close. So you're 9/17. Okay.
What year?
Yeah.
What year?
1958.
Okay, so go ahead.
Well, that's such a neat topic. Gosh, what a wonderful topic just going to ask about my health. If you were taking a question like that,
okay. Of course. You already told me that you were calling when we spoke.
Yeah.
So of course, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Great. Well, I talked to you guys a couple years ago, and Neil had said something about thought it was some kind of mold or something inside my body, and that could very well be. I've had good days and bad days. I'm still the same, but I even got a little bit worse, and they put in a pacemaker about same time about last year because it affected my heart. But my heart is okay now, and the pacemaker has helped a lot, but I'm still so imbalanced, and all the tests, I've been going to doctors again a lot, trying to figure this out. I'm on a rampage again, because I just don't want to be like this. I want to be normal, and
right.
So they really can't find too much, and except for hormonal, my hormones are low, and they won't put me on hormones now that I've had heart problems and everything. So I just wondered if any ideas, any clue at all will be so helpful. I'm just trying. So I've had to stop everything I'm doing. I do a radio show also, and I've had to stop because it just takes too much energy, and I'm not able to do a whole lot these days. So I'm just trying to really focus on my health and see what I can do to get better.
Yeah. So just backtracking a little bit, you've had what kind of tests? I'm sure they've run all kinds of tests.
Yes.
Blood work. They've probably tested. You said they tested for mold in your body. How did they do that exactly anyway?
Well, they just take blood tests, you know.
Blood work.
Like a general, blood work. And everything comes out clear. Although they haven't done a mold test recently, because when they did do it, they didn't find anything. But I have had Epstein-Barr, which can look like mold. It can show up as mold. So
Epstein-Barr, isn't that related to Lyme connected? Because have they tested for Lyme disease or looked at those markers at all? Do you have raised?
They have. They've looked at Lyme's, and that comes out negative, although I went to a specialist, and they did a Lyme's basic test, and three of the markers came out positive.
I was talking to Neil before the show. Neil, was I talking to you before the show? And I said, I wonder about Lyme. And the thing is with Lyme disease is that if there's controversy over those markers, because they require, I think, 5 markers of Lyme disease to be qualified.
They require 5, is that what you said?
I think they require 5 markers to be positive.
Okay.
However,
okay.
There are schools of thought that if those markers are raised in multiple areas but fall short of 5, that Lyme could still be the culprit. So... that was my thought after speaking with you on the phone. How would you have been exposed to Lyme? Could you have been bitten by a tick? Were you bitten by a tick?
Yeah, I don't know. I've gone hiking in California years and years ago when I was in my teens. I'm 60 years old now. But, I don't know. That could have been back then. I don't know. I don't think I've been around any ticks that I know of, because I haven't lived in that area.
But you do have 3 markers that are raised in.
I have 3 markers that are raised, but out of the 10. So I have had the Epstein-Barr, which can look like Lyme's, which could, that could be. Part of it, that those raised 3 markers could be what the Epstein-Barr does to my system and too. So when they've done other tests on the Lyme's, they say, oh no, you don't have Lyme's. But that's been a question too, so it would take, they have a, where you send something in and they test you at this lab, and I could do that. It costs a lot of money. I'd have to pull out I don't have insurance for it, so I haven't done it. So do you think I should do it? Get that?
I'm just looking online real quick as we're speaking, and they say that Lyme markers can cause false positives in Epstein-Barr. So the two are correlated. In my experience, many of the Western medicine physicians they're not holistic doctors. So they don't look at the body as a whole, and they treat things separately rather than looking at the whole system or what's going on in the system as far as 3 raised Lyme markers and the fact that, the official diagnosis would be not positive for Lyme, but I think that could be causing some of the problems that you're having in your body, for sure. And if it's possible for you to go to someone who's like a naturopath, maybe a naturopath with an MD. I know it's expensive, but I think they think a bit more creatively when it comes to diagnosing and treating. And Neil may want to come in here.
Real briefly, Jen, what are your symptoms now?
Yeah, that's right.
The symptoms are pretty severe. There's in my jaw, it's hard to, my jaw and my whole neck chest area is really, really affected, like in the chest area and the jaw. It's hard to open in my jaw, but I mean, I can, but it's really tightened up and everything, and the chest gets really tightened up, and my feet, especially two, are numb all the time, and they feel like they could crumple up, and if I'm not careful, they will cramp easily if I eat any type of sugars, fruits, things like that. It affects the blood sugar a lot. There's not enough energy in my body running to do much. You know what I mean? But if you look at me, I look completely normal, totally normal. When you look
at me, they've checked for diabetes.
They've checked. Yeah, there's no. They don't call it diabetes. They call it hypoglycemia.
That you have hypoglycemia. They diagnosed you with hypoglycemia.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
So it's not diabetes.
That's been going on a long time. But they don't. Yeah, they don't call it. No. It's not diabetes. The blood sugar doesn't get high enough. It goes low.
Jen, hold on just a second. Uh-huh. I want to let 813 know that we'll be getting to their call shortly. So 813, don't hang up. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's really a complex situation, probably not one that can be managed on a short radio reading. But I do want to say that while you've been talking and Kristen's been talking, I felt this traumatic experience around the age of 7 or 8 with you. Now, does that ring any kind of bell?
There were quite a few. I don't know if it was 7. It might have been 7 or 8. There were quite a few in my childhood.
And just quite real briefly, under what context?
Living at home with my dad. There were quite a, and I was a gymnast growing up. A lot of trauma in gymnastics for me with him.
Yeah. Okay, so on a psychic level, this would require some sort of investigation into the gymnastics, trauma, body movement that your body captured then that is now coming out in your 60s. Not to suggest that there might have been a role of effort with this ailment throughout your whole lifetime. But I'm going to say psychically, its origin, and the reason the doctors can't find it, is that the origin is a psychological, traumatic, emotional origin that occurred with your father, the rage, combined with your movement of body, and then all of that became a center for the eventual problems you're having now. So I think it's coming from there on a psychic / psychological standpoint. That doesn't mean that your body hasn't manifested it in a physical way. Yes, it has. But that's where I'm beginning to think the origin of it is.
Can I ask when, Jan, you started getting sick?
Getting sick?
Yeah.
This was when I started really getting sick here was in 2001, I believe.
2001?
They found that it was, they found Epstein-Barr all the way through my body. I had been doing a lot. I'd been working 2 jobs, and my mom was getting ill, and I was taking care of her. There was a lot of stress going on. And just the onset, I went to a dance class, and after I had worked all day, and it was hot in the studio, and I went home and fell asleep without drinking water, and it just knocked out my body. I woke up, had to go to the emergency room because I couldn't breathe. I was just dehydrated, and then that turned into hypoglycemia and in the esophagus, a hernia, and then it didn't stop. It's like this whole thing happened to my body and turned into Epstein-Barr, and it knocked me out, and I have been knocked out ever since. It's just like this is for 18 years now, and it's just not me to be. I'm a very active person. This is just not my lifestyle to be hanging out at home all day, you know. Although I do psychic readings now, I've been able to do that. That's been a a real nice thing.
Right. I mean, we would encourage you to keep doing your show and try to do it, even if you're not able to do it on a consistent basis.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
You know, you're always welcome to call back and piecemeal readings together, or maybe you can do a half hour private, something like that. But I'm beginning to figure out where maybe this started from. I don't know where to go from there, but that's where my thoughts are at the moment. And you can always be welcome to call back the show if that's the only means you have. And we'll try to piece it together, considering that these readings are short.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you both very, very much. I appreciate it so much. This is great.
You're
help.
So welcome. You're welcome.
Thank
hope
you.
You're feeling better soon.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Keep in touch.
Bye-bye. I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. We have a caller from 813 area code.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Shante.
Okay, Shante. I know we've gotten your spelling before, but we're gonna have to get it again.
It was a
I'm
long
sure.
time last
yeah.
year. It was way
the spelling,
last year.
Yeah. Spelled again for me. I don't remember.
Yeah. What information you need? My birthday.
Well, the spelling of your name first of all, and then we're gonna get your birth date.
Shante. It's Shante.
How you spell it?
Spelling.
S-H, I'm sorry. It's S-H-A-N-T-E.
Okay. Okay. And where are you calling from, Shante?
From Florida.
Florida.
And your birth date?
March 3rd, 1974.
Okay.
Okay. We'll do a little addition. Okay, what's your question?
Do you see a new love coming in my? I've been by myself, single for about a year, just working on me and, you know, just working on me. So I'm trying to see, do you see anyone new coming in my life?
So you had a breakup a year ago?
A year ago, yeah. It's been a little bit over a year. And I just gave up on relationships for a while and said, you know, let me get me together. So,
okay.
And that's what I've been doing.
All right. You talked first, Neil.
Well, yeah, this year, you're 45. Your master number is 9. That's
cycle.
Divisible by 5. And, I think you're going to have a relationship coming up probably sometime before March.
Oh, wow.
So I think there's going to be a relationship. Now, the thing that's going to be surrounding the energy of this relationship is actually the symbol of the moon. So there's some, I don't know if, you know, the symbol of the moon has a lot of female energy. Of course, it's, you think of it, the nighttime and romance and all this stuff, sonatas and all that. Well, I think that, you know, what I see, and this may seem cliche, but once you have established this relationship, you're dancing with this guy, a kind of a soft dance, not anything too vigorous. And it's moonlight. You're like at a ballroom or something. I can't figure it out. But maybe you just happen to get up and dance. Maybe it's a festival or an occasion. But anyways, this guy is the kind of a guy that would, he's kind of old fashioned. He's not unaccustomed to wearing suits and ties. And if he comes to pick you up on a date, he's just kind of old fashioned. And his father, his father had a jalopy. His father was into old antique cars and his father had a jalopy. And so that would be part. And he kind of reminds me of, back in the 20s and 30s, when you when they had the dapper men and they had the even the African American dancers that took right. on jazz were in the nightclubs, you know.
Oh yeah.
And so talented on the piano. They had the honky tonks and all that. He kind mm-hmm. of his soul comes from that place.
Oh wow.
So imagine the derby hat, playing the piano, black musician, very talented. And then they were such great dancers. If you look at the old black and white films of some of those dancers, outstanding. Better, I mean, yeah, Michael Jackson and all that, but these guys were so talented. It was incredible. And there's one scene with Shirley Temple who danced with this famous black dancer. He was so famous. But anyways, I don't know why I'm going on this tangent. I don't even know what nationality or anything you are. I don't know what all this means yet, but that's what I'm seeing.
Because your imaginations are wild.
Yeah.
In alignment with the theme of our show today.
Yeah. Does it make any sense?
Yes, it makes great sense.
Well, okay. Can you elaborate on why it makes sense to you?
Because I'm old. I'm old-fashioned. I've been meditating and trying to manifest someone just as real as me. I'm blunt. I can be kind of like too blunt sometimes. I just believe that there's no gray areas, black and white. You know, I just want someone that can match me and can handle my strong abilities.
So you mean in a relationship? You mean in a relationship that you don't? It's black and white rather than
In a relationship, not color, but you know, I just believe that, you know, just be real, you know.
Come right. It's
real. Don't be fake, because I will. Yeah. I would know. I'm empathic. You know. I will know. So
this guy isn't fake. This guy coming up for your love isn't fake. He has style.
Wow.
And he's humorous, you know, he's humorous, but if we could go back in time, he would be kind of like a suave guy that would come up to your table in the nightclub and woo you and dance you, but he actually is,
she,
you know,
she
maybe,
likes this.
Maybe he'd have a carnation.
I'm tickled.
Yeah, he might have a carnation in his jacket and a cane, but he's got style. And, and he comes from an old. He doesn't come from, you know, the rap or even
good.
The 70s. He comes from. He comes from more honky. It's just honky tonk. I don't know. The old.
Honky tonk is more like
cabaret.
Country. So maybe not the right word.
Maybe I'm not using the right word. But you know the speakeasies.
Speakeasies.
The areas where
more of a jazz culture than and we're talking about retro jazz, not like a modern jazz.
No, not modern.
Oh, okay. Do you not have idea where I may meet him?
Well, I would say, do you dance at all? I mean, Neil's talking about dancing.
All I do is work. I'm working. I'm constantly working, so I'm trying to figure out.
What kind of work do you do?
I am a dietary clerk. I do all the meal plans and the accounting part of the. I get everyone's numbers together and stuff for their meals and stuff. So
I see you don't have you don't have an overly exciting life. You're just working.
No,
like
I don't. I'm constantly working.
Well, what do you like to do for fun? I mean, if you're able to.
If I'm doing something fun, it's with my children. It's with my kids. I mean, I don't really go anywhere unless they, you know, I got older kids, unless they invite me to go with them or something, or we may go somewhere. But it's been a while. It's been so long, and I don't, you know, I stay to myself. I'm more of a hermit. So I'm trying to figure out how will I meet someone. I really don't get out and about unless I be invited. So
maybe it's an occasion. Maybe it's a social occasion. Maybe you get invited somewhere.
Probably is, because we got quite a few coming up soon.
Well, that might be where it's coming from.
Okay.
That might be it, Shante, because it might, you know, I kind of see you at a table and this guy coming up to you. So maybe it's going to be a little soft band or something. I don't know. But that's mm-hmm. where I think it might be coming from.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
All
right. Good
luck.
Thank you.
And keep in touch with us. Let us know how things progress for you. Okay, Shante.
Of course. Okay.
And Shante, bye. Shante can follow us, send us a friend request, like our pages on Facebook.
We have a caller. Can we get to our topic?
No, we have a caller.
No.
Okay. 323. Hi.
Hi. You're pretty. How are you?
Hi, we can hardly hear you, but I actually can turn you up a little bit. But perhaps you can speak right into your receiver, too.
Can you hear me now?
It's a little bit better.
Is it better now?
That's
yeah.
better. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was calling because life has been a bit crazy.
Okay.
This past summer. I had a miscarriage. My ex left. I've had a volunteer position, which is really weird, and I have to leave it today.
A volunteer position, you said? Your phone's breaking up. I don't know if you're touching the antenna or if you're in a bad location.
Can I call back in?
Well, you sound okay now.
No, you're okay. Just
stay
still, where you are.
Don't move. Just talk quietly into your mic. Go ahead.
Okay, I can do that. I was saying that life has been a bit crazy, and I was just wanting some advice or guidance on how to move forward.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Gabriella.
Gabriella, have you talked to us before?
Maybe 6 months ago.
Okay.
Actually, January.
Okay, we spoke with you in January. I don't remember the call. What's your birth date?
April 2nd, 1998.
To 1998.
April.
4/2/98. Yeah, I got that.
Yes.
4/2/98.
Yes.
Okay. 1998. Okay, so you're 21 years old?
Yep.
Wow. She sounds a little bit older.
But...
you thought the same.
I thought you were older.
Yeah. 98. Okay.
I'm gonna ask you a question right off the bat. Was your mother or your father a heavy smoker?
None of them, but I sort of think I'm becoming a heavy smoker because of stress.
Okay. Oh, you become a heavy smoker. You mean just nicotine?
Yes.
Oh, stop smoking. I'm telling you that right now. Coming from a psychic, not good news for you. Prognosis. Don't do it. That's my advice. Stop.
Were you smoking during your pregnancy?
A little bit. Before I didn't know, because I was just so it was a lot of confusion around the whole situation. So it happened so quickly, and then my partner just left, like abandoned me, and just disappeared. And he still disappeared. So he's been gone since June.
He's been gone since.
Be mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. See what's happening. Well, you're kind of depressed, and then you increase your smoking, and you're slipping into a zone that's not healthy. So now I'm going to ask you something. Do you have any cousins that are very close to you that you hang out with?
No, it's just me.
Well, why am I picking up a cousin? Do you have a cousin?
I haven't talked to him in probably 8 years.
Okay, is there any reason why you haven't talked? Is there any reason why you haven't talked to him? Is there estrangement in the family or problems with family members?
Um, No, I've been talking to my mom more like as of late.
Your mother what?
I've been talking to my mother a little bit lately.
You've been talking to your mother a little bit, but it sounds like from what you're saying, it sounds like there might be some issues in the family.
Oh yeah, there is.
Okay. So you've been talking to your mother. Is there problems with your mother that you've had in the past?
Yes, but I've just been telling her about like what's been going on.
Okay.
So you've been abandoned by your ex-boyfriend. You're smoking more. Do you work? Do you have a part-time job or some kind of work?
So I was volunteering because I have to work. I kind of work on my own, and I was volunteering just to save money. And then my coordinator didn't like that I took my free time. She goes, she wanted me to be there 24/7 in exchange for accommodation, which I didn't agree with. So because I leave my free time, she said I can't stay there anymore.
Okay, so where are you living? What's your situation now, and how are you making money?
I do like medicine work, so I have to work on Saturday, and that just gives me some income, and then I'm planning to go to another volunteer position.
You do what kind of work?
Medicine?
It's hard to hear.
Medicine.
Say it again. What kind of work do you do?
Plant medicine ceremonies.
Oh, medicine ceremonies. So you get paid for that. So that kind of keeps you alive and gives you some moderate income.
Yes.
Okay. And all right. So what's your specific question?
How to move forward, I guess. Like, I'm a bit worried about, like, I think it's over personally, but I'm also very naive. But you know, he's disappeared and he's not really.
So you had a miscarriage. I'm assuming that this was his child. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
so
here, yes.
Okay. So and did he leave as a result of the pregnancy, or did he leave for some other reason?
I have no clue. He just got rid of his phone. Everything, he wiped his presence off the internet and just disappeared.
3, 2.
Okay. And what is his birth date?
I think it's August 31st, 1995.
Okay. How long were you together?
A couple of weeks. Yes.
So it was
pretty fast.
Was he the father of the child?
She said yes.
Yes.
And so you had
a miscarriage really early in the.
Yes. Like it was just so much stress, and then like he just, I don't know, it got really crazy.
Well, I mean. And he knew about the pregnancy?
Yes.
After he found out about pregnancy, how long did it take for him to abandon you?
The next day. He said he had to go work on a project.
Yeah, so obviously it was about, I mean, the pregnancy probably scared him, and given such a short duration of time that you were together. And you're hoping to get back together with him at this point?
No, I want to know if everything, like, is over. Because, like, I mean, he's threatened me, like, 2 times already. And
he's what?
Threaten you?
Yes.
Threaten you?
How did he threaten you?
One to bury me. The other one to throw me in prison.
What?
Throw you in prison?
For
why
what?
Would he throw? Because you're harassing him?
That's what he said, that he's the first one to kill me.
Okay. Well,
get rid of him.
Just stop talking to him. He's not your problem. Your problem is a different one. In 30 seconds, tell me what you do in these medicine ceremonies.
I pretty much just guide people on shamanic journeys.
Okay, so here's your conflict. Now, listen carefully. You do medicine ceremonies, and you guide people.
Yes.
And I'm picking up smoking, and you go, I'm smoking. So the two don't mix. You have a battle going on inside of you. So that manifests in the terms of you doing medicine ceremonies and then turning around and smoking nicotine, getting into a relationship.
That means that you have ceremonies. Like, that's a part, that's one of the main parts of the ceremonies because of the medicine that I work with. Like, tobacco. Like, in the ceremonies, you have to smoke.
Oh,
like, you have
so
to.
It's smoking. Oh. Like Native Americans,
oh,
and they use tobacco.
Yeah.
So,
like a peach pie? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
but are you, wait a second, are you smoking aside from the ceremonies? Since you indicated you were a heavy smoker.
I don't know if I'd say heavy, but like I just started, like, but I've been weaning off because I just don't like it.
Are you using to like cigarettes aside from the peace pipe that you're using in the ceremony?
Like,
I'm sorry?
Pure tobacco.
Pure tobacco.
Pure
tobacco. You roll your own cigarettes, like with papers?
A pipe. Sometimes.
Oh, you use a pipe. Still, I mean,
I can't.
And that's non-filtered.
I'm telling you, psychically, it's not helping you. The ceremonies are fine, but the tobacco isn't. So I can't get out of this framework that tobacco is hurting you and is causing problems.
Yeah.
And if it's part of the ceremony, then you have a problem. I get it. It's part of the ceremony. You got to do it and all that. But I'm telling you, your body is not handling it well, and it won't. So you got to think about that. The other thing is that the root problem, like you having a miscarriage and this guy leaving you and there's all this mess, your life seems to be somewhat in a messy situation. This is occurring from an earlier conflict. Your conflict, well, probably karmically you brought in a conflict.
Right, and
then it hit its spot somewhere in your lifetime, early childhood.
Are
your parents divorced?
I was going to ask that. Go ahead. Are your parents divorced? I was going to ask that earlier.
I mean, they were never married. Like my.
Oh, they were never married. But there's a division between the parents, and there's problems in your family structure. You have conflicts with your mother. You're kind of talking to her now. Do you speak to your father at all?
No, he never raised me, so I don't see the point in having a relationship with someone.
No, we're not stating that you should have a relationship. We're just trying to track what your history has been with your family. And what's happening is whatever you brought from your past life has impacted your family of origin, your family structure. And now as you enter your early 20s, you're having problems in your relationships. The guy that got pregnant by, abandoned you. It's a very short-term relationship. And then on the same token, you're trying to activate a higher spiritual energy by doing these medicine ceremonies, but you've got all this conflict going on in your personal life. So there's a division going on.
For the past 3 years, like this was the first, I've had like stuff before, but this is the first time this has ever happened like to this extent, because I thought he was very similar to me and that we were on the same page. And then I feel as though I got caught up in something that wasn't my business. And that's how a lot of these things happened.
Well, you see, but your vision, you thought things, and then the future didn't hold that vision. So there's something wrong with your third eye. There's something wrong with the visionary energy. There's a block going on, and it's being compounded by your lifestyle in terms of how you're coping with it. So if we could clear all that up, you're going to be fine. Your energy is great in terms of your potential. Perfect.
But she's
and
so
you're
young.
A six, which is a third eye, which is great for visionary stuff, Gabrielle. But right now you're in a period of probably karmic confusion. And that's why you're running into all these problems, because it's past life energy is coming back and resurfacing and conflicting with you.
And the problem for you is, or the challenge is, that you're 21 years old and you're in a kind of fixed state of karma. So things are a little bit more more challenging for you until the age of 33. I know that sounds like a long way away, but...
Well, your master number is broken up by your 4-2 in your month and day. So your best bet would be to find in your best economical way, someone to help guide you through this, who is very sincere and very talented to get you through this period right now. You need some guidance. And then from there, you can get into a great space of being a spiritual teacher. You can get there. But right now, you're going through so much karma, it's too overwhelming. It's like you're a great swimmer, but you got thrown off the boat and you're in turbulent seas. And you need assistance from the lifeguard. You can't help it. That's where you are right now, in spite of the fact that you know how to swim.
And anything that's within you that's holding on to this relationship, I would say let go of it. Forget this guy. Move on. There's other people in the world that are going to be more suitable to you. And I think that once you clear all this karma up, you're going to meet somebody.
Yeah.
She's going to have a change.
I don't want a relationship, but like I'm worried about my physical self because, you know, like he's already threatened me. Like, you know, he's disappeared completely and just his actions aren't bad. Someone that's.
Oh, sick. Just forget about him. If you leave him alone, he'll leave you alone. Quit obsessing on him. Stop thinking about him. He's not going to hurt you. Just leave him alone. Leave him alone.
I haven't been talking to him. But yet, where is something still happening?
It will fade. It will fade away. Just don't ask about him. Don't seek him. Don't ask questions about him. Just let go of him. Do a ceremony. Release your ties with him. And that's the first step. Then you need to find someone that you feel confident with, that you can talk to, that can kind of help guide you. And they don't have any ulterior motive. You need a good guide right now, a counselor, a therapist, a guide, a friend, to help you move forward. You're going to need that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully that helps. We have to move on to other callers. Gabrielle, but you're welcome to call our show again. You can call us off the air, whatever you want. And we wish you luck.
Seriously.
You're welcome. And hopefully Gabriella will join us on our social media sites. We would love it. Facebook and Twitter. She just hung up, so maybe she didn't hear that. Okay, 203.
Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi. Are you both?
Hi.
This is Soraya calling from Connecticut.
Okay, hi. Gosh, Soraya, you haven't called in a long time.
I know. It's been
S-A-R-O-Y-A.
S-A-R-O-Y-A? Or did I do that wrong? Is
yes.
It S-A-R-O-Y-A?
No.
I got it right.
S-O-R-O-Y-A.
Oh.
Yep, you had it right.
Okay. No, I got it wrong, actually. I had an A as the second letter. So I was close, but wrong.
Oh.
Okay.
No worries. As you know, the birth date, 7/9/81.
Okay.
Energetically, I know that I've done a lot of work, especially when it comes to stepping up my financial gain, as well as my spiritual, mythology on how I'm dealing with my energy and that of others. But here I come again, feeling all loopy and just asking, like, where in the past life am I at? Because I don't think this is like in my present moment, because me and my father, we're going through a good time. Me and my father, we actually reconnected and having a good positive relationship with each other, as well as with the children. Yeah, him and the children also connected on a good level.
The children? And, you have children?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Okay. I have five children.
Mm-hmm. You have five children. Did we know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember. Five children.
Oh.
Maybe we did know that. I just don't recall. Five children. And your father.
I think
you
I
have your father's birthday?
Yeah, his birthday is 6/27/61.
1961. So 15, He's a 32-5. And what, so the relationship with your father throughout your life, I mean, was he present during your childhood or was he not?
Actually, he was. And the crazy part about it, the crazy part about it was that we did not, I mean, he reminded me of the relationship that we had with each other.
So what caused the disruption in the relationship?
Oh, me having my daughter, being pregnant with my daughter at 18 years old. He didn't feel as though I should have been, I had a child at 18, that I should have went to school and lived the golden rule and, you know, did all of that.
Are your parents divorced?
They never was married. They were never married. You know, it's funny because they both had similar stories, both from separate countries. They both migrated here at the same time. But it looked like they only.
What country?
Trinidad and Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, they. Two different energies. My mom, she's a Virgo. My father, the Cancer. And they, it was like a lot of tug and war. But he and I got along when I was little, you know, is when I got older. For 19 years, we didn't have a relationship with each other. So June 4th of this year.
What's your current situation? So we can get to the, because they're short reading.
Yeah, thank you. So the current situation is that I kind of feel loopy. Like, although I know we have a relationship, it's like I'm kind of scared. So I'm also dealing with a different relationship with, I'm dealing with different relationships with the male energy. And it's kind of weird.
Different relationships. I don't know. What does that mean? Different relationships with male and
different with males. So I have my friendships that are strong. I'll get you a ticket on your way out. I'm dealing with learning how to be aggressive and assertive. Not aggressive, but learning how to be assertive through my male counterpart.
This is
getting confusing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, but for the show, we need really focus. We need to know specifically, what is your question?
Yeah. So specifically, me and my father having our relationship now, is this on a teacher-student level or father-daughter level?
A relationship with who?
The father.
My father.
Mm-hmm. So what would he be teaching?
I don't know, because he's giving me different lessons on different life stories.
Well, that really is incorporated into the father role. The role as father. I mean,
yeah.
Father.
You're connecting with your father, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your father born in? 61.
61.
So you're connecting with your father, 20 years older than you, basically. And what you're going through is a tribal. You're going to a tribal elder conference. You're going to a conference where, in a tribal sense, you're speaking to an elder. And he's obviously learned 20 years of experience that taught him lessons that he haven't learned yet. So he's exchanging his lessons with you. So has he always been appropriate as a father?
Yeah. Although he has a drinking problem.
Well, that's questionable.
Well, his drinking, he's got some problems. But what he's telling you is sometimes they still have life lessons that they can teach others. And so he's telling you a life lesson. It's a good, I think, you know, in spite of his own personal problems, I think what he's doing with you is healthy. Stay bonded with him. Listen to him. You're not going to have him around forever.
And that's where the anxiety is. I'm sorry. it feels like death. Coming, reconnecting yeah. back with him, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, that, I get that too. So I don't think he's going to die, drop dead, but your time with him is precious now. Just understand that.
Right.
And let him teach you. Let listen to him, talk to him, engage in conversation with him. Get as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Even record some of your conversations with him so you can keep them for the rest of your life. People, mm-hmm. people forget to do that. So his words mm-hmm. stay with you. So do you say to him, do you mind if when we talk, I record it, like, and so I can have it all my life? He'll probably go, no, I don't care. So start doing that kind
plus,
of thing.
Yeah, and plus, your five children will be, their lives are going to benefit from his involvement too, being that he's the grandfather. So how old are you? Gosh, 18 years old. So your children are,
19, the twins are 17, 15, and 14.
But still, I mean, they're going to...
You have no problem having kids. You have five kids in your master number.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Father's number is five. And she had the first child at 18, which is her inverted year.
I would say to start talking to your dad, to answer your question, start talking to your dad. Maybe record the conversation.
Good idea to record.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that he holds. Thank you. Thank you both. Yep.
Yeah, we have to move on to the next caller because we're at the end of the show. So
yeah, we didn't get to our topic. We
planned
to
a topic, finally,
we had a topic,
and then we don't.
We pick our callers first. We'll do the topic on Friday.
Okay. Soraya, take care.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, we have NIDS here, and this is going to be real short because we got to close on time today. Hi.
Hi. How are
Hi.
You?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to see if you guys can say anything regarding my house. Because we have a quality objection. Yeah. And I'm also thinking about changing my lawyer. So I don't know if I should. Yeah.
Well,
because
gosh,
she's
312 days. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I didn't know whether she, she was like, she didn't know what she was doing before, and then suddenly, because I had another lawyer, he guided her, and then she was able to understand. So I'm just like, not sure whether I should keep her for further stuff.
Well, I mean, the first thing that you could do, Nids, is talk to other attorneys, and I'm sure there are people that you can talk to on the basis of a free consultation.
That's why I understood that she was saying, oh, when the judgment came that is the only thing we can do. Now this is what it is. And then I talked to other attorneys and they told me, no, you should file your objections. You should file this. You should have everything in your file because if you go appeal it, then the appeal court should be able to see everything.
So you've talked to, when did you talk to the other attorneys?
About 2 weeks ago. And that's when I told her that she...
Is there anyone that's standing out to you as someone you'd like to select as your attorney if you were to make that change? So you've...
Yeah.
And is this going to be more costly for you to...
His rate is actually lower than my current lawyer's rate. So it's not much, but it's like $30 cheaper.
I would suggest changing attorneys, but I don't know if that can be damaging to your case midway through changing attorneys, if there could be any problems resulting from that change. Personally, I think you should change attorneys. It sounds like the attorney that you have is not
effective. It isn't on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can change
attorneys.
Yeah,
she's just like, yeah. And like, also, do you feel anything regarding the house? Do you feel like, am I going to have to move? Am I going to be able to stay in it?
Because just to remind Neil, they ordered that the house be sold because the judge said that you had to split the proceeds from the sale of the house and that the money that your parents gave as a down payment is community property. And so that's the problem. So
yeah.
Your desire would be to have that overturned, obviously, if you get this new attorney and you're appealing
correct.
That right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get the new attorney.
If you get the new attorney, it's possible that
yeah,
you can
gotta
leave the
house. You got to go first to get the new attorney because you have
mm-hmm.
a battle ahead of you. And we can't, in the amount of time we have left in the show, unfortunately, we can't get into details. But if you can, it's get a new attorney. That's what you need to fight
yeah.
for. Who needs to fight for you on this matter? And there is still a possibility you can have the house, but it's going to have to be negotiated with a good attorney.
Okay. I think
okay.
I'm going to be doing that. What my plan is. Probably by
okay.
next week. Hopefully I'll be able to get him on.
I think that's a good idea. And, keep us posted on what happens. We have to close because we're getting the 60-second warning. We've got an
yeah.
appointment coming up. So,
okay.
You know,
no,
let us know
thank
how
you so much.
Progress.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay, take care.
I will. Sure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we are out of time, so hopefully we'll get to our discussion next week. 404, you came in late, so we have to invite you to call back on Friday's show, which is at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody.